Hey, what's up, Jay? Like, hey, it's the Texas real estate dude, and I am in the podcasting room, and I'm going to start doing, we're going to call this episode one of the Twisted Realtor Show. And I think what I would like to do is each week come to you and give a tech tip that I kind of research, find out about, maybe something I'm using, something others are using, something I'd just like to comment on, and then to sort of add some fun to this and make it amusing, at least to myself. I'm going to try to find some comedy in our real estate industry. Maybe something's happened to me, something I heard about. I promised I would use no profanity. I won't be calling anybody out personally. That's just sort of the premise of the show, the Twisted Realtor Show. We're going to call this the Twisted Realtor Show Episode 1, where today I'm going to be talking about a podcasting tip that was brought to me that I've kind of been using and that I kind of needed to revisit, and I'm going to share that with you. And then I'm going to talk about my favorite thing about being a realtor. Okay, so usually these shows will be kind of short. This one's a little longer because I'm setting up the premise of the show. So the tech tip, let's start with that. So the tech tip is, and you may be wondering why I have my headphones in talking to the computer, but I'm going to explain that. So we've had some interest in podcasting. John came back from Inman, and he just announced today that podcasting's, one of the new whiz-bang gadgets that a lot of people are using in a multitude of industries, right? And real estate included. And we're not the only real estate firm in Houston that has a podcast show. I think we have the best one, but because, I do it. So it's the best one out there that I'm familiar with, at least in the real estate community in Houston. And it'll continually get better. We're doing some things to tweak it. I'm doing some things like this right now that's going to help me stay motivated on the Hustle City show and some podcasting tips outside the Hustle City show. So what John was alluding to earlier, we do have this podcast studio, which part of it's behind me, and the control stuff is the other way. And you're welcome to come in, and I will help you create your own show that you can share with your sphere of influence and people, that might want to listen to your podcast. Or, and we're actually podcasting right now, so Jim Slack, and I want to give props to him. So he had seen Gary Vee along with a few others. I think it was last Wednesday or Thursday. I didn't go personally. Kind of wish I had now. I didn't realize it. Anyway, I forgot about it. I didn't go. But Jim texted me right after hearing Gary Vee speak. And I think Gary Vee's an investor in this company. Obviously, he is. But Gary Vee said the Anchor app was the next big thing for sort of podcasting and stuff. So, and what that is, I'd saw Anchor about 7 or 8 months ago, and I downloaded it onto my phone, thinking I would use it in conjunction with Hustle City and whatnot. And I sort of did, and just got bored with it and uninstalled it. So Jim Slack sends me a message, and I should probably tag him in this post so he knows I'm talking about him. But he says, "Dude, you need to download. I just saw Gary Vee. You need to download the Anchor app if you hadn't already." And I'm like, "Cool, man. Thanks for the heads up. I'm familiar with Anchor. I'd had it. Let me go back and revisit it." So what Anchor allows you to do is to create your own podcast show on the fly from your phone, in your car, in your podcast room, at home, whatever, wherever you want to do it, however you want to make that show yours. And what I'm thinking realtors can use this for is you can create weekly or monthly market updates that you can then share out to your sphere. So right now, I mentioned the headphones. Right now, we are podcasting on Anchor. So this content that I'm sending to you live, I'm also sending up as a podcast. And then I can. What Anchor allows you to do, you create shows on your station, and those shows disappear within 24 hours. Unless you want to convert that show to an episode, to a podcast, stays out there forever, and then whether you keep it as a show or create it as an episode or a podcast, you can then share it out to your sphere of influence directly through text, like with a link, or through social media, of course. All social media channels it shares up to works for Android and iOS. The ease of use is phenomenal. You don't need, and I won't go into all the long back story of podcasting, but you need microphones for podcasting. Anchor, this microphone's not on. Ding, ding, ding. It's not on. I'm podcasting to my phone while I'm talking to you, and then I can reshare this content or repurpose it later if I want to. I can add music, I can add interludes, I can do all kinds of stuff with it from my mobile device. With podcasting, you need microphones, maybe some headphones. We've got a little soundboard back there. We upload it to a host to get an RSS feed to send it to iTunes. It's a much more detailed process, and Anchor allows you to do all that with your mobile device. With your mobile device. So I don't know, I kind of blurred out there. I don't know if you can see it. The lighting's not good in the pod. Well, just, oh, it's 5 minutes. It started where I stopped there, so there might be a little glitch in it. Anyway, I'm rambling on, so normally you wouldn't do that while recording your show and creating your channel. And Anchor has a cool little URL, so it's anchor.fm if you want to go to the website. I think online it might just be anchor.com, but Google for Anchor, the Anchor app, and you can read about it on their website or just go to your app store and pull it down there. So anyway, that's the tech tip for today. So now, my favorite thing about being a realtor, and a lot of you know me, some of you I've known for years, there's a lot of newer people in the group, JLA's blown up and exponentially, you know, just huge growth. So a lot of you I may not know of, maybe I've not met you. So I've been doing this. This is my 11th year. 2018 is going to be my 11th year. And in that time, I've done at least 11 transactions successfully. Probably like hundreds that I failed at, but I've done at least 11 successfully. And another one this week, so that's 12. So anyway, I've been doing this for a little while, and this is my favorite thing about real estate across the board of my favorite. Are you ready to know what it is? Lunches. We have a lot of lunches in real estate. There's food everywhere, and they're always bringing food to the office. And we have breakfasts and sponsored happy hours where there's food, you know, they're appetizers, but if you eat enough of them, that's sort of like dinner, right? And then we have lunch and learns. And get this, I was thinking about this today. I went to a lunch and learn last week. You don't really have to learn if you don't want to. You can just go get lunch. And then you can look at your phone the entire time. And nobody will care because guess what? They're all looking at their phone too. So, you know, sure, you can learn if you want to. I mean, great, that's what they're for. That's why they're called lunch and learn. So if you want to go there and learn and not look at your phone, that's great. But if you want to learn maybe half of it and look at your phone the other half of the time, that's what people are doing now. Nobody cares. A lot of times during the lunch and learns, I like to make eye contact with the presenter a couple times just to, you know, let them know that I'm kind of engaged in what we're lunching and learning about. But really, I'm thinking about, when's a safe time for me to break and go get seconds, right? Because you don't want to get up at the wrong time. So here's my rant tip. And this was taught to me when I was a brand new agent. So I was with a more experienced agent one day, and we were going on broker tour. And broker tour, of course, is when you go look at the new inventory and you learn about the inventory and you see what's going on in the market, and they have lunches. So really, we go to lunch, right, on broker tour. And sometimes they have desserts, like a progressive broker tour. You have lunch, then you go see the next one, and they got dessert. And that works out even better, right? So I said to this agent, I said, what's up with all the food? Everywhere we go, they're offering us food, right? And she says, oh, you'll never go hungry in real estate. Your family may, but you never will. So I've always remembered that. So take advantage of the lunches. You know, don't take advantage of them. But, I mean, if there's leftovers, eat them. Don't throw a lot of food away. There's plenty of food in real estate. None of us are going hungry. So carb up. You know, get a carb load so you can work on your next deal. Hit the pasta lunches. Hit the brokers open. Learn the inventory. Get the lunch. Maybe get in the drawing. Anyway, Texas Real Estate Dude, this is the Twisted Realtor Episode 1. Hope you liked it. Throw in some comments if you did. Give him some likes so I know that, you know, everybody's watching. Booker says, hello. Booker, thanks for turning in. Send buyer sellers leases to me. Book, your realtor. Book has shortened his name to Book, which is, I like that because I'm kind of a book guy. So if there's some things you want me to talk about, maybe some funny stuff that I can talk about, if you want to share that, and I can share some anecdotes on that in future Facebook Lives, or we'll always start with tech tips so you can turn this off if you don't want to watch it. Anyway, I'm out. Have a great week, okay? Thanks. Bye.